two-minute drill from Points of Truth Ministries of Crusade Church.
And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to me. John 12:32. This scripture transformed my life, my family, and my church. Jesus was referring to the fact that he would be lifted up and crucified on the cross. But to me, it revealed a principle that radically changed my perspective in my Christian walk. Jesus must be above all and the center of everything. Jesus is referred to as the promised seed which is planted in every Christian by the Holy Spirit. It is Christ in us that is our hope for glory, and it is Christ in us through the Holy Spirit that has the power to produce the necessary fruits of the Spirit: love, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control, faithfulness. No one can truly bear these fruits of themselves without the abiding life of Christ living in them. When we consider a seed, we understand that it can only produce after its own kind. An apple seed can produce an apple-bearing tree, but cannot produce a tree that bears oranges. Every kind of seed is genetically predispositioned to reproduce its own kind. Likewise, since we are all products of the fallen seed of Adam, we cannot produce the spiritual fruit of the Spirit without first being born again in Christ. As Christians, we sometimes view ourselves as branches on the Jesus tree. Jesus said that he was the vine and we are the branches, and that every branch that fails to bear good fruit will be cut off and cast into the fire. We see that we are supposed to bear the fruit of self-control. We can tape a little self-control fruit on us for others to see, but when these are artificially produced by the natural man, they are not real. They have no life in them. It is only a deception that benefits no one. The Pharisees of Jesus' day knew how to act righteous, but it was only the outward manifestation of the artificial. Jesus said, "But they do their deeds to be noticed by men." And he said, "You outwardly appear righteous to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy." They were so deceived that they did not know the difference between the artificial and the real.
For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.